morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Dwayne Weirich, and we're going to talk about an important event coming up. Good morning to you, Dwayne.
Good morning.
Well, Lewis is putting on a big show coming right up here.
Yeah, they are, this Saturday.
And it is Lewis Celebration. How many years have you been doing this?
Oh, we've done it off and on for a lot of years. They had a big one in 04 for their 150th, and then we did a couple. We skipped last year because of Ragbri came through town
about the
same time.
Yes.
But we've done it for several years.
And we're going to talk about the schedule. But before we talk about that, Dwayne, I'm really anxious to talk about something that actually is related to Ragbri, and that's the world's biggest bicycle that you have there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you come up with that idea, Dwayne?
Oh, last year when we found out Ragbri was coming through town, I was looking for an idea to have something in Lewis that people would remember Lewis or remember they've been through town or whatever. And
I think it worked.
Yeah, it did work. It did work really well, and people have been stopping looking at it ever since then, last July.
Yeah. So. And you've had calls, and
I
know you've have you been on TV with it?
They interviewed me from the Des Moines TV station.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if they sold that or give it, but it's been on, several TV
stations. Yes.
My daughter's seen it on CNN down in Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
That next day.
You're a celebrity, Dwayne.
Yeah, right.
And now, if people haven't seen it there by your shop, they're going to see it on the main street of Lewis.
Right. On Saturday, we're going to have it up there on Main Street, and we're going to ride it there after dinner.
Now, who's going to ride it?
Well, I'm going to ride it.
But you're not letting other people ride it, just you.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, you're. I think you're kind of putting yourself out there, Dwayne, to kind of take your chance, because your legs aren't quite long enough to reach clear down to where the pedals would be.
No, we're putting pedals. We're putting regular pedals on. They're going to be up a lot higher.
Yeah.
We're putting training wheels on it also.
Okay.
So it's not going to tip over.
Okay, that's a bit of a comfort.
Yep.
How tall is it? How tall is it to the seat?
To the seat is about 19 feet.
Uh-huh. And then little
top of the handlebars is about 20.
Wow. So I think it'd be worth a trip to Lewis just to see you riding down the main street on your bicycles.
Yeah.
What time is that going to happen?
Oh, right after dinner, between 12 and 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We're gonna ride it.
Okay. That's
I'm not going to be able to ride it very far down Main Street because there's several power lines too low. So.
Oh, you've checked that out?
I've checked that out.
Oh, gosh. Well, but at least people can see it for a little ways.
Sure.
And will you have it downtown for a while? Will you leave the bike
down
there?
Yeah, we'll probably leave it down there. Here's what I'm thinking is if we got a good turnout at the evening meal, we have an evening meal right there in the community building. And then everybody's moving down to the schoolyard to watch fireworks. If we got a good turnout at the evening meal, I might bring it down here and ride it again downtown here, or down here by the school where the fireworks are.
How do you move it?
Right now we've been using a telehandler, a loader that we've got here.
Okay. So, you got to be prepared when you have those big things. Yes.
Yeah.
So we're visiting with Dwayne Weirich about the Lewis Day Festival coming up on June 23rd, which is this Saturday. So let's kind of look at the schedule now. What's the first thing, Dwayne?
The first thing is a race, a sunrise race from the fire station down to Cold Springs Park and back. And then after that, we're having a parade, which starts at 10:30, and lineup starts at 9 or 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the parade, they're having a kiddies parade right there on Main Street.
Are there, back up a bit, are there going to be pancakes anywhere in the morning?
No.
So you better come having had your breakfast, if you're
right.
Racing, you'll bring something along there.
At noon, the fire department's having lunch at the new fire station. We've got a brand new fire station in town. The firemen are having a lunch there.
And I know I'm going to skip to the evening meal because I think you've sort of become famous here for, at the fair and now at Lewis Days for that smoked meat.
Right. We're having a smoked meat contest here in town. It starts Friday night. Turn-in for that, judging for that meat is 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And then we're going to, the meat that's not judged, we're going to slice up and serve in sandwiches at 6 o'clock that evening at the community building.
Okay. What else goes along with the sandwiches? Something else along with the sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, they'll have some desserts and all that stuff.
Yeah, but the feature, of course, is the smoked meat.
Right.
And when we say smoked meat, are there several kinds? Are there pork and beef?
There's going to be beef brisket and pork butt, and there's also going to be some pork ribs.
Okay. Sounds yummy.
It'd be a good choice. Good choice.
Yes, yes. Now, you mentioned, I'm going to back up a little bit, you mentioned that there's a kids' parade after the major parade.
Right.
But you have some other stuff going on for kids.
There's some kids' games after lunch. They're having an egg toss, frog jump, kids' pedal pole, some other games. There's also some adult games for adults' horseshoe pitching contest. And just several things for the kids to
mm-hmm.
do.
Good. And, you know, when we come to Lewis, you've mentioned the new fire station. One of the things that I'm hoping would be open will be the Owl Museum.
I haven't heard if Raymond's going to have that
open. Oh, surely he will. Surely
I would
he
think
will.
So. I haven't talked to Raymond about that. So
yeah.
I don't know.
You know, and if you haven't been there, that is
yeah.
astounding.
Yes, it is.
Almost unbelievable.
Yep.
So hopefully you will have that open and see. And then your park downtown. That's a nice little park you have.
Yep, there's a nice park there. And that's something I forgot to mention, that they're having a dedication of the bandstand there in the park. It's 100 years old, and they've done some restoration on it. It's not done yet. They need a new set of steps yet. But the rest of the restoration's been done. They're having a dedication for that thing.
Is that like afternoon?
That's right at noon.
Okay, right at noon. Okay.
And they're having some music entertainment in the bandstand for, I believe, an hour.
Oh.
Right after the dedication. So.
So you can, and then you can just walk very close to the
yep.
fire station, have
yep.
your noon meal.
Yep.
Okay, and then you've mentioned at 6:30 is when you can have your supper at the community
yep.
center.
6 o'clock at the community building.
And then you still have one big event after that.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Fireworks at dark. So everybody kind of lines up or sits up in the school parking lot. The school is grass there south of school and right there north of our shop. And there's fireworks are, 100 yards, 200 yards south of town in a grass field that works really well.
Good.
So.
Good.
They put on a good show. There's a good show of fireworks.
So if you're a runner, you can start at 8 o'clock in the morning and then just plan to be in Lewis all day, off and on, visit with your friends and watch the parades and just lots of good stuff. Kind of a typical, I would say, small town celebration, but
yep.
fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
lots of good stuff.
Yep, lots of same old things that are fun to do, but also
yeah.
also a few different things. The pumpkin
yeah.
contest, the bike ride, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not every town has fireworks either. We've been lucky to have some people donate some money to keep the fireworks thing going, and it's been real good.
That's great. Dwayne, just for a minute, I want to talk a little bit about you doing this bicycle, because I'm assuming you did that in your shop there in Lewis.
Right, yep.
And, you know, you said you wanted to do something different. What kind of equipment, what kinds of skills did that take to put the bicycle together that are really a part of your business and your shop?
Oh, bending pipe and cutting and welding is the normal things. But the big thing on the bicycle is, the challenge, figuring out how to do it. You know, a lot of people, how did you do that? Well, I just, you think about it
mm-hmm.
for a little bit and you figure
mm-hmm.
it out and you do it, so...
Well, Dwayne, that says to me, if somebody has a problem related to metal and welding and all those kinds of things, they better come see you, because you got a pretty good imagination of how to figure it out.
Yeah, sometimes. we can usually figure it out.
Yeah, that is great. Well, we want to thank you very much, Dwayne Wyrick, for visiting with us. And again, invite people to the Lewis celebration, Lewis Day Festival.
There'll be a lot going on down here Saturday.
All right. Thank you very much, Dwayne
thank you.
Wyrick. And until next time, here is a thought. We need some clouds in our life to make a beautiful sunset.